From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Sign-up began June 17th for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program, the cornerstone of the dairy safety net that helps producers manage the volatility of milk and feed prices, operated by the USDA's Farm Service Agency. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue made the announcement last week. The 2018 Farm Bill allowed USDA to create the new DMC, which replaces the Margin Protection Program for dairy. It offers protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all-milk price and the average feed cost fall below a certain dollar amount. Coverage is retroactive to January 1st. Pear Bureau Northwest elected new officers during their annual meeting in Portland last month. In the position of Pear Bureau Chair will be Mike Taylor of Wenatchee, with Scott Martinez of Medford elected as the first vice chair, Yakima's Jordan Mattson as second chair, and Don Gibson as third chair. Each of these officers are serving their first year and will fulfill the year-long term starting July 1. Farmers are counting on D.C. lawmakers to bring the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement across the finish line and shore up markets with two of the nation's top trading partners. A recent International Trade Commission analysis stated USMCA would boost U.S. agriculture and food exports by $2.2 billion. Minnesota dairy farmer Steve Hoffman says with falling farm incomes and rising bankruptcies stoking fears of a farm crisis reminiscent of the 1980s, expanding trade now is more important than ever. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.